It's a beautiful day. A little Neo champagne life.
Break out the champagne. Everybody get a laugh. Let's start it off sexy, what do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say.
He's not gonna get into the chorus where I have to stop. All right, we're gonna stop for a minute. We're gonna come back. Welcome in, everyone. We've got almost our steady seven. We may have our steady seven because we may have people that are not actually out there. So we've got Neo playing in the background. I do not own the rights to this music. Living like every day is my birthday. That's right, y'all. Welcome in. So this is Barbara J. Face, and we're here for our Slice of Silence, our daily meditation practice online. And we are here with our partners in practice, and they are Andrea, Yvette, Monica, Henry, Russ, Teresa. And if Russ is there, I'm sure Rukama and Batya, his wife and daughter, are there. And Russ, let us know how Batya's doing. Did y'all make it home this weekend from the surgery? So type in and let me know. But we're going to get started with our practice, which on Mondays includes pulling a theme of the week card. I thank you all so much for joining us. This is the Why Struggle podcast, along with the A Slice of Silence, your daily online meditation group. And I'm pulling from our deck by Melissa Reyes, who I met on the Anchor platform. And the card is coming up, practice. Practice. Wonderful. Russ says they're home. Yay. We'll continue to send you all healing prayers. If you're new to the podcast, Russ's daughter had some major surgery, and so we've just been holding them up in prayer. So we're glad to know that you all are home because it was an intense few weeks there. So I'm glad that everyone is home and hopefully getting some rest and recuperation. Our theme for the week is practice. Your positive ways will reflect positively on you. That is the theme for the week, right? So we have to practice. And I do believe that it's all practice. Everything is practice. We're just practicing here on this earth. We're practicing being kind to ourselves and kind to others. We're practicing loving ourselves and loving others. And in case you didn't see, I did release my meditation track, which is about a little less than 9 minutes. It's called Loving Myself Meditation. So the link is in the group. I will repost it as well. You can just click on the link, and it's $2.99. You can download it, and then you can do a meditation about loving yourself. So I'm really excited. I got that done. I've had that hanging out for several months. I just needed to get it posted. So I'd love the support, and when I post it, I'd love it if you like it. You can share it with others so they can also have a tool that will allow them to continue to love on themselves and be kind to themselves. So I'm excited about it, and I did pretty much everything. I did the cover design. There is no music, but I did the cover design, the meditation. So I was the executive producer, the producer, and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool. We're pulling from our butterfly deck today. I figured we use this card deck for life changes since we just transitioned into spring last week. So we transitioned into spring last week. I went to Susan's, who's in our group, her silent tea, and we did mini wind chimes. I'm going to have to bring it to the back and show it to you. Welcome in, Rukama. Congratulations on being home. I was just talking about you all. Thank you so much, Andrea. And Andrea was so crucial to helping me get that out. She listened to it and gave me some encouragement. You got to have those people that will remind you to just do what you need to do. So thank you, Andrea, for that. You just really were very instrumental in helping me with that. So thank you so much. And thank you for the quote, which I will get out as well. So she gave me a quote. All right. So the card I pulled is self-care. Look at that beautiful butterfly. Self-care is the card that I pulled. Let's see what they're talking about, which I think we're doing really good with our self-care. Let's see. Before a butterfly emerges with beautiful wings, it spends time in its cocoon. Similarly, this card is asking you to retreat for some much needed rest and self-care. If you're breathing a sigh of relief upon reading this, that's another sign of need for a healing pause. Self-care can take many forms, but the important thing is for you to look after yourself in a way that promotes your happiness, health, and high energy. This may involve a detox of your diet or getting away from any harsh energy, relationships, or circumstances. Take great care of yourself, and you will fly high and free like a butterfly. And the additional meanings, go on a retreat, simplify your life, assert yourself, and learn to say no. Again, additional meanings, go on a retreat, simplify your life, assert yourself, and say no. All right, I hear you. I am off today and probably a few days this week, and I am going to go back to bed after we finish today, because I can, and I feel like my body wants it. So that's going to be my moving into self-care today. So Rukama says, thank you everyone for all the love, the light, and healing. Yes, Batia is now regaining her strength and will go back to school soon. Yay! Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you all came in this morning. I was going to send you a text. I just knew that you had made it home, and I'm so glad that you all made it home, and that there's nothing like being in your own home when you're trying to heal as opposed to being in the hospital. So yay, congratulations on that. So welcome in, everyone. We're going to get started with our meditation. Our meditation will begin with this tone. I will guide you during the meditation. We have our steady seven that I can tell. For anyone who is on the Facebook Live and I can't see you, please know that I still say hello. Sometimes it doesn't show me everyone that's there. So if you want to say hello, if you don't, that's fine. But I'm always grateful for whoever decides to join us and for you all to be in practice, which is our card today. So we're being in practice with self-care. And that butterfly is just gorgeous. And it is spring, so we will begin to see more butterflies, which is always a wonderful treat. So if you will get comfortable and settle in, we'll get started with our practice. Our practice will begin with three deep breaths. And we want to breathe deeply from the bottom of our bottom of our stomach, since we're just waking up likely, and allow some of the air that's been sitting in our bodies to come out. So we just want to breathe deeply and exhale with a loud, audible sigh. So we'll begin with our tone and our breathing deeply, and then I will guide you. We start with our first breath by breathing deeply, making sure that our feet are flat on the floor, our body is upright, and if we're lying down, that we are flat and on our backs. So let's breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And our third and final breath together. Breathe in and out. And just continue breathing and allow your body to settle. Noticing any subtle changes in your feelings or emotions or your physical body. Just settling into your practice, making sure you're comfortable. Just remember to move around if you need to. And just continue to breathe in and breathe out at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. We are here now to form our bond with our body, mind, and spirit. And let's put one or two hands right in the center of our chest. And as we place our hand in the center of our chest, we are connecting with our body, mind, and spirit. This practice is a beautiful self-care practice. We breathe in, we breathe out. Through this practice of self-care, we learn to be with what is, regardless of what is. We learn to be in silence. We learn to practice being in silence. As we can move out into the world and be tuned in to our life, to our feelings, to our emotions, all which strengthen our bond with self-care. When we learn to listen to what our body truly desires, we can learn to answer the call. It may be to just take a few minutes away and sit out in nature, to sit in the car for an extra 5 minutes when you arrive someplace, to place your hand to your heart, take some deep cleansing breaths. It can be to turn off the phone, to not answer calls for a couple of hours. Go on a retreat. Sit by water. Whatever it is your body wants, answer the call. So as we move into our space of silence, we're tuning in now and listening. Remembering we are still in transition, so allowing our bodies to get the much needed rest that's required to move from winter to spring. Allow yourself as much transition time as needed. That is self-care. Rest is one of the ultimate self-care practices. Sleep, rest, rejuvenation. So we take a few minutes now to be with the silence, to listen to our mind, body, and spirit, to tune in to life, to our desires, to what we need. And as we sit in our silence, we know that all is well. We feel the loving energy from placing our hands in the center of our chest. And we just allow the silence to wrap around us, to nurture us, to support us. As we practice our self-care and breathe. I am safe. I am calm. I am connected to all there is. I am clear about my next moves. I trust myself. I love myself. I am loving. I am lovable. I am loved. I take time for self-care today and every day. I know I move with ease and grace as my daily companions. I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. Rub your hands together. Get that energy going, get that warmth going, and just place your hands somewhere on your body. You decide where. And let's take a deep breath in and exhale with a loud sigh. And feel that energy rippling through your body. Relax your hands, open your eyes, move around a little bit. Ask your body what it wants. Mine wants a little shoulder, upper body action, stretch. And just take a look around and take in the magnificence of this moment. I heard the birds coming out as they're singing this morning outside, even though it's dark. I always think about birds. I guess they're just in the trees sleeping, which is just fascinating to me. I saw a cardinal yesterday, and I got to hear what it sounded like because I kept hearing this bird, and I wasn't sure what it sounded like. And my son and I were out at the basketball area, and I said, "There's a cardinal." And it was making its sound. And I was like, "That's the cardinal sound." So get out in nature today if you can and just revel in the beauty and the magnificence of all that nature has to offer, from looking at even the weeds grow and looking at whatever is out there. I encourage you to do that. So I thank you for tuning into the Why Struggle podcast. We'll be here tomorrow at the same time. And we are always grateful for your presence. If you'd ever like to join us in the group, just go to Barbara J. Faison, the author page, and come on in. Be well. I really like this song. This is Kurt Franklin. Today's a new day. I do not own the rights to this music, and one day I'll have my own theme music, thanks to a suggestion by Yvette. I'll get there. All right. You know, sometimes all we have to do is remind ourselves to smile. That's it. Sometimes all we need to do is smile, and sometimes I've learned that even if I don't feel like smiling, if I smile, it actually sends energy out to other people and they will make a comment. It seems like on those days when I'm challenged to smile, it is when it seems to be more impactful. So I just think about that, the energy that you send out when you have a smile. And we are here with our slice of silence, our morning daily practice, sometimes evening daily practice. Welcome in to the people on the podcast. I thank you for tuning in. Because you could be doing anything, and thank you for choosing to listen and to practice with us. Here we do mindfulness practices, meditation practices, and just talk about life. And I'm also live in my group, which is called A Slice of Silence, your online daily meditation group, which is a part of my public page, which is Barbara J. Faison. And we'd love to have you join us if you're ever interested. So you'll hear me talking to the partners in practice that are in the group. And I just want to welcome everyone that I see right now, who is Patricia Coleman. Are you out there? My cousin. Hey, girl. Haven't seen you out here in a while. Henry, Rukama, Tyrell, Russ, and Batia, and Donna, Andrea. Did I miss anyone? That's who, Monica. For whatever reason, Monica, you didn't show up in my list. But welcome in, everyone. So that means we're at our steady seven. So we pull a card at the beginning of the week, and the card was practice. So we want to just make sure that we're tuning into that theme. And, you know, I believe everything is just practice. It's all practice, you know. Smiling is practice. Let's practice smiling. Big cheesy grin with all the gums. showing all the canines. And you can do your little fake smile, whatever. But it's just practice. And so practice, your positive ways will reflect positively on you. And these cards are by Melissa Reyes, who I met on Anchor and has inspired me to work on my own cards, which is in the queue. And we're pulling from our Butterfly Oracle Cards for Life Changes by Doreen Virtue. And so we're going to pull that card and see what comes up for us. Someone says, I hear something else in the background. Oh. I wonder if my laptop is closer than usual. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the laptop. Andrea got that. You got that voiceover hearing going. You got the voiceover artist hearing going. Maybe that's it. You do too. Huh. It may be. Is it my laptop? It's sounding louder than usual. Maybe that's it. Let's scoot over a little bit. Maybe that'll help. It sounds like me. Okay. So the card I pulled was Seeking and Finding. Look at that beautiful butterfly on that flower. Seeking and Finding is the card that I pulled today. And let's see what Doreen has to say with that. Is playing another podcast. Oh, hold on. Oh, is that better? Maybe I had my, sorry about that. Maybe it was because I had, you hear my voice? Huh. Let's see if I have anything else on. I'm shutting all my windows down. I don't think I had myself playing. I'm usually not listening to myself. Is that better? Sounds like my meditation. Hang on. Tell you what, let's just, I've shut everything off my phone. Let me just shut my, sleep my computer. It said, keep your eyes closed to limit distractions. Oh, no. Is that better? I don't have anything going now. Should just be, it's almost as loud as me. What on earth could that be? Oh, I don't think I can switch over while I'm live. Hang on, guys. I don't have anything else going unless it's on my, is it still going? Let me know if it's still going, unless it's on my tablet, which, and it's still going. Okay. If you lose me, I'm going to come back in. I'm going to have to see if it'll. Okay. Is that better? Is that it? I'm shutting out my windows down. Oh, goodness. I had all these windows open on my tablet. This is crazy. Okay. Is it gone? And it's louder. Mercury, what is going on? I don't have anything on my podcast. But I don't have anything open, Monica. Oh, darn. Okay. You know, iTunes will do that. Is it gone now, y'all? It's still there? And now I'm frozen. Hang on. It's gone. Okay. Am I still there? I look like I'm frozen. Yeah. Am I frozen? Can you refresh? Yeah, I'm frozen. Okay, I'm going to restart. Okay. Having technical difficulties. Okay, had a few technical difficulties, and so hopefully people will come back in. My app came on. Thank you all for coming back. This is crazy. This is too funny. Thank you all for being so steady with me. I appreciate it. Hey, you're back in a sock. Thank y'all for letting me know because I had no idea what's going on. So we're had a little difficulties, but we're back on the podcast. Apparently my app was playing in the background from iTunes. iTunes will do that. It'll just all of a sudden, because I rarely go into iTunes. Hello, everyone. And we've added someone. Hey, Yvette. So welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. I think I got just about everybody back. I think Stephanie was there. Let's see. So we've got Patricia, Monica, Rukama, and Batia, Russ, Andrea, Yvette, Tyrell, and I know Stephanie was on. So apologies, technology. But anyway, I don't know what happened with that because I rarely go into the iTunes app. Hey, Donna, thank you for coming back, everyone. So we're going to carry on with where we were. The card was Seeking and Finding. That's the card. Thank you all so much for your patience. Seeking and Finding. Like a butterfly flying from flower to flower, you are searching for what's next. How does it know? I was just thinking about that in my meditation this morning. This card reassures you that you'll find what you're looking for. Hold the vision of success, experience the excitement of the process, and feel fulfillment as if everything has already been accomplished. Keep calling upon the guidance of God and the angels to lead you in the best direction. Look within yourself to find great love and beauty. Don't draw fear onto your path by worrying about what will come. Put only love into any thoughts and feelings you have about your future. Trust that everything is rightly yours already belongs to you spiritually. Anything you're seeking is seeking you also. Have faith and open your arms to receive. Additional meanings, finding a lost object, reunion with a long-lost loved one, discovering your divine purpose, meeting your soulmate, and meditation. And Donna, hello, welcome Donna. Welcome everyone. So that is the card, Seeking and Finding, and pretty much the confirmation of what we talk about is we've got all of these things floating around and they're just all out there just waiting to drop on down, just like rain just coming down on us. And you know, we all probably have our moments, myself included, where it's like, well, I'm not quite sure what's next. Well, do we ever really know what's next? You know, we get up and we start the day. And we think we have a plan, and then what happens? Life happens, the divine happens, and we end up going someplace we didn't think we were going. We end up meeting people we didn't think we'd meet, and it's all divine, and it's all timely. So that is what seeking and finding is all about. So, oh goodness, man, hang on 1 second, let me get my little bowl. I've moved this is what happens when I work in here. I moved stuff. When I'm working in my office, I move stuff around. When I'm going to work outside of the office, I leave it all here. So yesterday I needed space because I was working on some stuff. So we're going to get ready to start our practice. I thank you so much for being here with me, everyone, for joining. And we will begin our practice with our tone that sounds like this. I will guide you during the meditation, guide you out of the meditation. Just listen for my directions, and I thank you, and I honor you for your presence, your practice, your consistency. So, let's begin. We begin by taking 3 deep breaths together, deep and full. We hold, and then we exhale with a loud sigh to let any stale air out of our lungs. So, breathing in and out. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in and out. And just allow your eyes to lower or close to lessen any external distractions. And just settle in by breathing at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Breathing in and breathing out. Trusting, trusting, trusting. And let's just put one hand in the center of our chest, in our heart space, and one hand right above our navel, the center of our intuition, one of our sources of intuition. As we sit, giving ourselves a little mini hug as reassurance. Truly connecting and knowing that in this experience called life, it is an ebb and flow of seeking and finding, of giving and receiving, of trusting and knowing. Learning to be with what is, and knowing that what is temporary. There is the up and the down, the left and the right. The times we feel we're moving forward and the times we have fallen and we're moving backward. And we know that even in all of those times, it is all purposeful. It is fine-tuning for us so that we can continue to seek and indeed find, to open our arms wide and loving, to open ourselves up to experiences we didn't know we wanted to have. As we breathe in and breathe out, tuning in to this very present moment and all of the feelings and the emotions. As we think about what we indeed desire and begin to feel what that feels like as what we desire has come to pass. The feelings of the excitement of the chase, the feelings of how it feels to receive what we desire, and then the feelings of, what's next? So we sit and we think, and we relax, and we allow to know that what we're seeking is finding us. As we sit in the silence, knowing that all is indeed well, all is purposeful, that we are loved, we are loving, and we are lovable, that we trust ourselves, that we speak kind to ourselves and others, that even if we don't know our next steps, we do. And that we are connected to all there is. And we allow the silence to nurture us, to hold us, to comfort us. As we sit and breathe, knowing that everyone loves us and always wants to help us. Let's rub our hands together, get some heat and energy created with our eyes still closed, and place your left hand over your left ear and your right hand over your right ear. Take a deep breath in and out with a loud sigh. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a look around. Relax your hands. And do something with your body. I'm grateful. And thank you, 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 thank you. There are energy points in our hands. So sometimes just clap your hands and just think about it. You think about something about that. So I thank you for tuning into this Slice of Silence on the Why Struggle podcast. And just remember to get out in nature today if you can, to stop and breathe and just be in the magnificence of Mother Nature. She is powerful. Say thank you, hug a tree, touch the ground, and just appreciate all that nature offers us. Yesterday, I saw a tulip that is in our mailbox area that we planted when we first moved in, maybe 2 years ago. And the bulbs don't usually come back, from what I understand. You have to dig them up, do all this kind of stuff. And I looked yesterday and the tulips were coming back. I called my husband. I said, did you plant tulips? He said, no, those are apparently are the tulips that came back. So thank you, Mother Nature, for that. They're beautiful. They're coming up and I'm excited. So it's spring. Enjoy all the things that arise because of spring. So tomorrow we'll be here at the same time. Remember to stop and breathe and savor life, because it starts with you, it starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. And remember, what you're seeking is seeking you and will find you when the timing is divine. Namaste and be well.